This is Future Talk.
Future Talk.
Future Talk with Omnia Al Saleh and Hany Balkis.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Future Talk right here on Pulse 95. It is me, Hany Balkis.
I've missed this energy in Ramadan.
Yeah, I mean, again, ladies and gentlemen, it has been a very, beautiful month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, we are done with it. Inshallah, many more Ramadans to come because at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, celebrating Ramadan and fasting on Ramadan is a blessing from Allah itself. But again, ladies and gentlemen, it's a very good feeling of having coffee and being caffeinated, throughout
in
the
your
day.
System.
Yeah, I mean, my voice gave me salamu alaikum, last week or 2 weeks ago. One day before the Eid break, my voice was like,
telling everyone, kulam antum bkhair.
Yeah, I mean, my voice was like, yep, we're out. But again, ladies and gentlemen, we're here, we're back, we're live, we're caffeinated, and ready to give you all the news that is happening in the tech world, because we're talking about how Apple is sending out iPhone spyware warnings in 92 countries, and Omni and I are going to be telling you guys what you need to know.
Yes, indeed. Coming up on today's show as well, we're talking all about X's Grok AI, because Grok AI can now understand images, and we're also going to be talking all about how Elon Musk has big plans for Grok to start writing your posts on X for you. How does that work? What are the benefits of it? We're going to be discussing that in just a bit.
Yes, and we're not done talking about Apple just yet, because Apple will open the iPhone to repair with used parts. Now, ladies and gentlemen, believe it or not, Apple has been under a lot of fire, whether it's the EU or just consumers themselves, when it comes to the right to repair. And finally, we're looking at how things might just get better.
Yes, indeed. In the world of applications, TikTok is making headlines as they may just start adding AI avatars that can make ads for you. How do they work? What are the benefits of it? And what are the drawbacks? We're going to be discussing that and so much more in just a little bit. Keep Pulse 95 locked. We'll be right back.
Daily digital news. Bits and bytes connect our world.
Bits and bytes do connect our world. We're talking all about Apple sending out iPhone spyware warnings in 92 different countries. Now, Apple did say that the attacks were often selecting specific people like journalists, activists, politicians, and even diplomats for going ahead and trying to target them with this specific spyware. They did not specify whether the victims that were selected for attacks were selected because of who they are or what they do. But what we have been seeing with the trend is that definitely has been the case. The company did also say that the threat notifications are high confidence alerts that a user has been individually chosen by a specific spyware attack and should be taken very, very seriously.
Yes, and ladies and gentlemen, we're looking at how it's called the mercenary spyware attack and is trying to remotely compromise the victim's phone. Now, Apple did not say many details as it could alert the culprits and allow them to pivot the nature of the attack. So basically, ladies and gentlemen, they don't want to tell them that they know how it works, just so the hackers don't try, or attackers don't try, anything else. Now, we are looking at how it is reasonable to assume that this targeted breach is an identity-based attack aimed to steal credentials and further their lateral movement into a user's electronic ecosystem. Now, the question is, ladies and gentlemen, why is it hard for mercenary spyware attacks to be detected? Now, mercenary spyware attacks are usually backed by substantial funding, and they keep evolving over time, and it does make it hard for security personnel to detect them at early stages, according to cyber attack experts. Now, in this case, the Cupertino-based company solely relied on internal threat intelligence information and investigations to detect such attacks. Now, it also said that these attacks are more complex than regular cyber criminal activities and consumer malwares because, ladies and gentlemen, this attack is catered for one person and one person only, which would be the target. So if I want to attack Omnia, I would have to do a certain thing to inject the virus or the malware attack so I can infect Omnia's phone. Now, if I wanted to infect the mass majority of people, it would be much, much different.
Yes, indeed. Now, looking at it, a lot of people are wondering who the potential victims could be. Apple did say that the spyware attacks were often targeting selective high-profile individuals such as journalists, activists, politicians, as well as diplomats. They were also orchestrating, they were being orchestrated by actually various entities, including private companies that were developing mercenary spyware on their behalf. Now, in the detailed threat update that Apple did send out, they were giving an example of a cyber intelligence firm that was actually developing specific cyber known as the Pegasus spyware for spying on both mobile phones and also harvesting our personal data. Since 2021, Apple did go ahead and alert us as users from threat notifications throughout the year, and we've definitely seen about users in about 150 countries being notified. However, they definitely refrained from attributing them to a specific state actor or a specific region. But the big question that a lot of people are wondering about is, how is Apple informing its users? And usually any affected user is informed through email or iMessage by using the details that are linked with the user's Apple ID. A notification is also displayed at the top of the page after the user signs in into their appleid.apple.com. And so these notifications are also providing additional steps that notify users so that they can go ahead and take the help that they need to protect their devices, such as enabling lockdown mode as well.
Yes, and ladies and gentlemen, you shouldn't be worried, because unless you're a very high-profile person, well, then you don't have to worry. Ladies and gentlemen, 4215, let us know your guys' thoughts. We are taking a very short break, but when we come back, much more tech news is coming at you.
Daily digital news. Bits and bytes connect our world.
Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking all about X's Grok AI and how it can now understand images. Now, we are looking at how Grok AI, which is Elon Musk's new generative AI, and we are looking at how this will be only on the platform X. Now, we are looking at how, ladies and gentlemen, his chatbot can now understand images, and that does include information, riddle diagrams, and even charts. Now, we are looking at how, this will be introduced as Grok 1.5V or Grok 1.5 Vision. Now, the company's first generation multi-module model, and the bot will be able to not only respond to your uploaded pictures and screenshots, but also reason through complex documents, science diagrams, charts, screenshots, and photographs. Now, additionally, Grok 1.5 will gain real-world spatial understanding to better understand the physical world decided in the images uploaded by its users. Now, sometimes I wish my job was a little bit harder and complex with a lot of computing and calculating.
So you could use it.
So I could use just generative AI in general, because I have no use. Like, I don't know, maybe I'm stupid or something.
No,
but I don't, in my field or our field of work, Omnia, I don't feel like generative AI doesn't really gives back to me, right? I mean, in the creative department, radio presenting and being a radio jockey, as Omni and I are, there's a lot of creativity that unfortunately and fortunately cannot be mimicked by AI. I mean, this is off the top of my dome. My neurons are flaring up as I'm talking through the heart.
Which is a good thing.
It is a good thing, but at the same time, I just wish that maybe, I was dealing with DNA genetics, quantum
more
physics,
complex
diagrams, programming, just so I could use this generative AI.
Well, let's give everyone some example use cases of how they can make the most of Grok AI. So some cases that they have, or Elon Musk has actually expressed or explained, would be, let's say, translating a diagram into Python code, turning a specific drawing into, let's say, a specific story, or even pinpointing the largest object amongst a group of many. And so there's simple uses, there's more complex uses, but at the end of the day, Grok 1.5V is released alongside xAI's Real World QA, which is an image and prompt data set that was designed to test other generative AI models against Grok's real-world reasoning. And so competition is the least of Grok's worries. However, despite XAI's continued investment, we have definitely seen Grok still sticking to early users, to staff. He has not been, you know, officially launched in a way where everyone can enjoy all of its features. And so we could look at Elon Musk being very, we could say, attentive when it comes to launching it, because he does not want to deal with a million and one lawsuits. We're also looking at, in other news, Elon Musk announcing that if you are a paying X user, he will soon want Grok AI to write your posts for you. And so we've definitely seen X employees stalling to stop this from happening because they all think it's a bad idea. But Elon Musk believes it's a great idea that will help make him unique and will help make Grok AI a little bit more unique, as this would be one of the first AI chatbots to fit right into your tweet composer. You can, of course, ask ChatGPT to write a tweet for you, but it would be all within the same platform. According to the latest reports, Musk wants Grok to be available right in the tweet box for X Premium users so that it can write tweets for you, it can retweet for you. And Elon Musk believes that he wants people to sound smarter, and he thinks Grok AI will help make that a reality.
Yes, and, you know, ladies and gentlemen, we're looking at how, you know, it can generate code from diagrams, calculate calories from nutritional fact images. So for, you know, my people that are caring too much about how they look and what they eat, me as well, I do care a lot. So maybe I could finally have a reason to use generative AI. And again, you know, we're looking at how there is a lot to be going on with generative AI and just, you know, just chatbots in general. Now, a lot of people are saying that generative AI is a little bit, or Elon Musk is a little bit late to the party. Me personally, I don't know. It's Elon Musk, man. You know, with Elon Musk, it's always a slippery slope. And, you know, it's going to push a lot of people to use X more, even though no one even calls X anymore except when it's in a very serious tone. Hey, did you see it? Everyone calls it Twitter. So again, we are looking at how, you know, Elon Musk is becoming the super evil villain like everyone thinks. So either Elon Musk is going to be Tony Stark or is going to be a budget Batman. So we're going to be seeing what is going on when it does come to Grok AI. It does look very promising. And, you know, maybe this will also be a very good idea, introducing generative AI, you know, to the youth. Because we do know when it does come to demographics, a lot of Western youth use Twitter and they don't use Instagram as much. You know, I was one of those people where I liked using Twitter and not using Instagram. Now I barely touch Twitter, even before, you know, the takeover with Elon Musk. I'm an Instagram guy. I don't even know what I'm getting old, man. I don't even use social media that much, even though I should be using it in general. But 4215, ladies and gentlemen, let us know what you guys think. Omni and I are taking a very short break, but when we come back, a lot more tech news is coming at you. Don't want to miss out. Keep Pulse 95 locked, because we ain't going anywhere.
Check this out.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're looking at how Apple is now finally giving the consumers what they want. And we're looking at how Apple will open the iPhone to repair with used parts. And Apple is changing a huge part of its self-repair process and will finally accept fixes with used genuine parts. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you've been a longtime Apple user like myself, you know when something breaks, it's going to be a pain in the eye. It sucks. Everyone's like, oh man, I gotta take it to the Apple store. And if, guess what, you don't have Apple Care, well, guess what, you're not in luck. You're in a lot of trouble. And you know, the EU recognizes that, and the EU understands that a lot of European you know, customers or consumers, when it does come to the tech world, need to have the right to repair. And a lot of big companies or big tech companies are, I'm going to say, succumbing to the European Union and giving the consumers the right to repair. Now, we're looking at how on Thursday last week, the company announced that this fall, owners of only select number of iPhone models will be able to repair their devices with used or even genuine parts while retaining full functionality. Now, when repairing an iPhone, Apple does require iPhone users to go through a process called parts repairing, which does make them match the serial number of their device to that of a new part sold by Apple. Now, fun fact, Omnia, all the way back in 2016 or 2017, I actually had a screen break on my iPhone 6. Mm. And I took it to my nice guy, Indian guy, down the road by my house. And I was like, Arbab, I need to fix this. I was like, no problem. How much Apple say? Apple say 700. I'd do it 250.
Yeah.
Habibi, amazing. I love you. I give it to him. And because the parts weren't genuine and it wasn't with the motherboard itself, I actually ended up bricking my iPhone, which basically means my iPhone
is unusable.
I had to pay 1,200 dirhams to get a new or to get my iPhone replaced. But now that is not the deal, Omnia. And that is why we are seeing that this is going to get a lot better. And at the same time, ladies and gentlemen, iPhones should now stay longer in your hands.
True, because now if a user decides to go ahead and replace a port with an aftermarket or a used component, the iPhone would no longer go ahead and start bricking you or making your phone become unusable. Because in the cases of Face ID and Touch ID sensors, we are looking at the parts not working as well as they could be. But the new change would allow these notifications for used parts, allowing for you as a user to be able to calibrate rated for genuine Apple parts, new or used. So basically, users and repair shops will no longer have to provide the serial number of the device they're fixing when ordering most parts from the self-service repair stores. Now, these changes will apply to displays, to batteries, to cameras at launch. Apple does say that the future iPhone releases will come with support for used biometric sensors as well, like the Face ID or the Touch ID. At the same time, Apple is also getting more serious about tracking used iPhone components. We're looking at the company announcing that it will extend its activation lock feature, which is supposed to prevent thieves from using a device that's lost or stolen to iPhone parts. So let's say if a device under repair detects that the supported part was obtained from another device with activation lock or lost mode enabled, calibration capabilities for that part will be restricted. And so if you do end up repairing your iPhone with a used part, the device will store the information in the parts and service history section of the setting app on iOS. Apple did not specify which iPhone models will support this new feature, but they will be hopefully sharing it very soon. The speculations do show that it's going to be iPhone 15 and all later devices.
Yeah, buddy. And again, ladies and gentlemen, we're looking at how, Apple is losing its monopoly when it comes to everything has to be Apple. The biggest slap in the face to Apple was this iPhone 15. And why was it a slap in the face, ladies and gentlemen? Because they were required to no longer use their Lightning port and to use USB-C. And that was the game changer, ladies and gentlemen, because, European Union said, we don't see a reason for why every single phone maker in the world uses USB-C and you, Apple, are using Lightning port. And that is why they changed it so they could sell their phones in the EU. Now, I don't agree with a lot of, laws and regulations that the EU does, but when it does come to things like this, when it gives back to the consumer, to the customer, and Apple, which is, by the way, one of the most profitable, if the most profitable company in the world, is getting banhammered by the European Union, I'm all in for it. 4215, ladies and gentlemen, let us know what you guys think. We are taking a very short break, but when we come back, much more tech news coming at you.
Check this out. Check this out.
Let's talk all about applications and more specifically TikTok, because TikTok may start adding AI avatars that can make ads for you. This new feature will let advertisers and TikTok shop sellers generate scripts for a virtual influencer to go ahead and read. So soon enough, they will be known as one of the first social media platforms to start including generative AI in a way that could create content on your behalf. Now, we do see, we were just talking about Elon Musk actually introducing something similar with Grok AI. He wants Grok to be able to write posts or tweet posts for you or on your behalf. And now TikTok is attempting to do the same. These AI avatars will be able to read scripts, they'll be able to read prompts, and they can do that by anything that you go ahead and provide it with. They would be generated by advertisers or sellers on its TikTok shops. It is not live yet, but we may just see it come to life. TikTok staff have definitely been testing out these AI avatars, but they are not yet ready for release and not yet ready to be circulated.
Yes, and again, ladies and gentlemen, we're looking at how TikTok is showing that it is no longer a contender when it does come to being a very important social media platform, and that is what we're looking at right now. Now, it is unclear how TikTok does plan to share sponsorship dollars between virtual influencers and even human creators on the platform, or even how it manages not to take away brand deals from people. Now, many TikTok creators do rely on brand deals to make money, especially as it did shut down its $1 billion creator fund, which some users say already did not pay them enough. Now, we're looking at how TikTok is actually not new to playing around with AI, and many of its experience actually have yielded interesting results. Now, if we go all the way back in January, users spotted a new feature called Song Generator, which through the large language model Bloom allowed users to create songs and lyrics, and that feature was only available to a few users. And last year, it began labeling filters and effects with an AI tag and also required posters to tell viewers or listeners that they were using AI. Now, Omnia, we were looking at how the first type of AI content was actually from TikTok, and it started off with the voice effects, if you remember that. If I would be talking right now and I would record a video, it could mimic, for example, Buzz Lightyear or The Simpsons, or even a well-known actress or a woman. And, you know, I don't sound like a woman, but now I sound like a woman. It was something crazy, and a lot of people were fighting, and they wanted to use these new sounds and these new voices so well, because a lot of people, Omnia, Yanni, me and you, we talk for a living, right? We're used to hearing our voices just yapping all day. But some people, they don't like to hear their voice.
It gave them also a creativity outlet, if you think of it.
And the feeling of being anonymous.
True.
Right? People don't want to post and everyone knows how their voice sounds like. So why not? Or some people just, they're insecure about their voice. So, we're looking at how AI was, even before ChatGPT, TikTok was on it. And for example, if you do remember, you and I, all the way back in 2021, actually, we talked about where if you could type in anything, right, it would show you whatever you were typing. So you would say, for example, a horse on the moon.
And it would actually display
and it would actually display that. And that was before ChatGPT. That was before DALL-E. And at the same time, ladies and gentlemen, there's actually a new filter right now that I love using. It's called the PS2 filter, the PlayStation 2. And it made me look like I came out of a 2000s video game. So, you know, we are looking at how, TikTok has been a very, very good way of introducing AI to the general youth public, and at the same time, they also show viewer discretion that this is AI generated. 4215, ladies and gentlemen, let us know what you guys think, but this does mark the end of Future Talk for today. Omni and I will see you guys tomorrow. Same time, same place, only here on Pulse
95.
Yeah, buddy.